This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Big Show Throwback Thursday here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Gary Ellerson, Baby Tausch, Bill Schmid with you till 6 o'clock on a Valentine's Day. If you are running to the store, don't. You're already too late. They got a couple of boxes of chocolates or something. That's about it. So if you really thought that you were getting the ones with the almonds in it, you thought you were getting some with some caramel inside, maybe a dozen roses, you probably are striking out. But don't worry about it because, you know, we love you. So as long as your significant other still respects you, you'll be all good and you can hang out with us till 6 o'clock here at 105.7 FM The Fan and 105.7FMTheFan.com, the radio.com app, the radio.com sports app. You can also grab us whenever, streaming live on the radio.com app, all the podcasts at 1057fmthefan.com. Fan on Demand brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield. First off, Gary, before we start out the show, if anybody didn't hear yesterday, Seth Everett, go check that one out. You're going to want to go.
We're doing some efforting on there to get, is it Dominguez?
His Eddie Dominguez, I believe, is the guy's name.
Wrote the book.
And he did the Sports with Friends podcast. I listened to it last night. Wild. There is some very, very, very compelling stuff. But like you said, we want to get Eddie Dominguez on here so he can discuss it as well, and we can get the full story. We got a lot to get to before we get out of here at 6 o'clock. The boys in the morning had Michael Lombardi of The Athletic. No relation to Vince Lombardi. But he's got three Super Bowl rings to his credit, and Michael Lombardi wrote an article that did not paint the Green Bay Packers in a very nice light about their hiring of Matt LaFleur, and he had some comments that definitely struck a nerve with us here, and we'll bring that to you around 3 o'clock, also around 4 o'clock. Discuss that Bucs game we saw last night and how the Bucs were able to play a different style of game. And Gary, it's a different game that we didn't know if they were going to be able to win. They had a game out in Oklahoma City where physicality took over. And the Bucs really haven't matched up with physicality all that well.
No, they haven't.
But last night, the Milwaukee Bucs MVP and arguably the MVP of the league showed that it doesn't matter who he's going up against, that he wants to be a little bit physical too.
Mm-hmm.
And he played some bully ball last night.
Yep.
Right around that 9.5 minute mark, I did the pick and save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post game show last night, presented by Screamin' Sicilian Pizza. They also sponsored our event yesterday where all our listeners got to come in. That was fun.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm glad our guy got back to Bloomer today.
Did he get back to Bloomer?
Easier road for him than last night. It would have been a little bit tough.
How do you know he got back to Bloomer?
I was just assuming.
No, he left this morning.
And it's about a 4-hour drive,
right? Overnight. So if I forget his name. We can find out his name, but love to give him a shout out. I mean, he drove all the way down 4 hours.
It was incredible.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then I think he headed out this morning. So I really appreciate him coming down for that long drive.
And throughout the night, there was a feeling last night with the Bucs that they weren't playing their style. They were in somebody else's house. That team was hot. Indiana's won 6 straight going into the game. And then they had Thaddeus Young running his mouth. Thaddeus Young, before the game, some context. Bucs went down to Conseco 2 months ago. Giannis had arguably his worst game of the year. Shot like 25%. Bucs lose. Thaddeus Young says, you know, he's a very, very tough player to guard. Very versatile. He did exactly what he was supposed to tonight, but he didn't pass unless he was forced to pass. He just attacked, and he did a good job imposing himself on the game. But really, I know I can stop him just about whenever I need to.
Yeah, Thaddeus Young said that.
Thaddeus Young said that. Now, okay. Thaddeus Young, good basketball player.
He's a nice basketball player.
Really nice basketball player. He's been in the league for a long time.
He's nice.
Giannis, what did you say Giannis is whenever he gets the growl? He's got a different person. He's got like a little alter ego.
Yeah, he's got something going on.
That he slides into.
Yeah, man.
And he showcased it for everybody in the media last night.
He's a great guy, first of all. Amazing player, amazing teammate, plays hard. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to sound arrogant and cocky because that's not who I am, but I don't think there's one guy that can stop me. You know, it's got to be the whole team effort. You know, they got to low, they got to double team me. The guy, when I get to the paint, three guys, you know, swarm at me. That's the only way. They got to all work together to stop me from making plays. Not getting points, from making plays. And but he's a great defensive guy, defender, and I love playing against him.
I bet you do when you put up 33, 19, and 11. Giannis is in a different headspace.
He's feeling it right now.
Going into the All-Star game.
He felt it. What was the game they had at the Forum when he was beating his chest? Who were they playing that night?
And oh, that was his 43-point night.
Yeah, he was saying something that he's dunked on one of those guys. Now, Baby Tosh, when I first heard this, 414-799-1250, if you just play what he said. I mean, you can cut all of the Thaddeus Young stuff. I mean, I just want when I – Just what he said about how many jokers got to stop him.
Arrogant and cocky because that's not who I am, but I don't think there's one guy that can stop me.
Yeah. Keep going.
Arrogant and cocky because that's not who I am, but I don't think there's one guy that can stop me. You know, it's got to be the whole team effort. You know, they got to low, they got to double team me. The guy, when I get to the paint, three guys, you know, swarm at me. That's the only way. They got to all work together to stop me from making plays. Not getting points, from making plays. And
yeah, not getting points. Just because I'm facilitating. This joke is talking about I'm facilitating.
I'm doing everything.
I'm doing everything. I'm facilitating. Not just making points. Because I got Bledsoe over in the corner. I got Middleton over there. Meritage, when he's right, I'm going to be kicking it to him a little bit.
I got Brooke behind me for the trail whenever I need it.
I got Brogdon. I'm hell. Because when I first heard this, I went, oh, my God. No, that's it. Them three words. And, you know, in the text you do the OMG. I said, oh, is he feeling it? Is he full of himself right now? And I'm just... And I go, okay, he knows. He was just with LeBron the other day, last week, picking teams. Right now, he knows he's one of the top two, three, four, five best players in the game today.
It's starting to soak in for him?
It's starting to soak in a little bit. Right now, he knows that. He knows in the game today, what is it? And I may be out of order. You guys can tell me what you want when you – what is it? Is it still LeBron, best player in the league today? Is it still LeBron number one? Because there's some stuff on LeBron right now where everybody's talking about he's falling off. Is it LeBron one? Is it still KD two?
I think KD probably took that over last year.
I don't think so.
I think all around, there's nobody that can do what LeBron can when he's right.
Yeah, I don't think so. LeBron one, KD two, is Giannis three? Or is Giannis now one? He can't be one.
I said last night he
can't be one.
He is the most dominant player in basketball right now.
He can't be one, can he? Giannis cannot. He ain't surpassed LeBron and KD, has he? This year?
Where's LeBron
just
been?
This year.
Where's LeBron
just this
been?
This year.
I mean, I don't like getting on guys because they're out. You know I do.
Right.
I do not get on guys for being out. Availability though is accountability.
Well, yeah. Well, see that don't work with LeBron. Because he's always available. And that Joker,
true.
I mean, he don't. I mean, you know
he could have probably played
rest.
Half that time.
Yeah, he don't. Yeah. I mean, that's sure. LeBron. I mean, LeBron, yep. If you say that about, like, CP3, you can say it about him because he's always hurt.
Always.
LeBron, I don't know.
Dwight Howard back in the day when he was in the middle of it, he was always hurt. Yep.
LeBron, I don't know if that washes well with LeBron. But when I first heard the idea, I said, oh, my God. And then I go, well, he just put the target on him. Because everybody's hearing this. And now Joker's really going to come at him. If they didn't know, they know now. And it's bulletin board material for everybody else. Not that they didn't already know. Can you just play it one more time, Chris?
I'm not trying to sound arrogant and cocky because that's not who I am, but I don't think there's one guy that can stop me. You know, it's got to be the whole team effort. You know, they got to load, they got to double team me. They got, when I get to the paint, three guys, you know, swarm at me. That's the only way. They got to all work together to stop me from making plays.
Now, he's not really bragging.
No, he says it.
I mean, the tone. You get the tone?
I'm just telling you guys. This is what it is.
He ain't bragging. He ain't really bragging.
And we cut out this part where he compliments the dude that dissed him.
Yeah, we don't even need to do that.
He said, hey, man, don't worry. Yeah. Really, really nice guy. It's not his fault.
No.
Really, it's not his fault. I'm just that good.
I'm just that good. This what's happening to me. And I'm not just talking about scoring. I got to facilitate all this, man.
He said, I can do everything.
I can do everything.
And
414-799-1250. Call us up right now. Let us know your first reaction to this conversation with Giannis. Now, and I got a whole bunch of stuff going on here, which is crazy. But just a side note, is this still LeBron, KD, Giannis? Just side note.
So you did believe that he was at this point, though, where he was like the third best player. Because you just said, is it still
Yes. Is this LeBron? Still LeBron, KD, Giannis in that order? Is it still that? Because I want to know that, too. 414-799-1250. Can we get to Mike?
Let's grab Mike quick. On the south side of Milwaukee. You're on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. The reality is, you know, Giannis he's come together mentally, physically, and now they have a team around him that he can talk like that because they can't focus on him. And not only that, they have a bench that can come in and relieve him. You know, so Giannis has got a team around him now. He's all where he needs to be mentally and physically, and he knows that. They can't focus on him. You know, if I had to put him in order, you know, I'll still go with LeBron because LeBron's got to carry a whole team. What's LeBron got? He's got his starters, and he's got a few guys off the bench.
Well, but Mike, who does Giannis have?
Well,
Giannis' team is better than Lakers.
Sure, but we've been trashing it for how long?
I know, but that team is better. Than Lakers.
Yeah,
Bucks
are
better.
That team is better. Yeah. You know, I don't know. You know, Giannis would be like, you know, trying to carry Milwaukee 2 years ago. What LeBron's doing with the Lakers.
Right.
I mean, you know, and that's where they're at right now. Who's the third guy you mentioned?
No, who's your, is it still LeBron, KD, Giannis?
Well, KD, you know what? With that team he's got, you know, I'll go Giannis over him.
I'm not worried about the team. I'm just talking about I test what you see, best player. I'm not worried about championships. I'm not worried about it. Because really, if you start thinking about it, because I get crazy on you.
If I'm going one-on-one with everybody, I'm going KD.
All right. So for you, it's KD, LeBron,
one-on-one.
And Giannis?
One-on-one.
Huh?
Yeah. One-on-one.
Is it KD, LeBron, Giannis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks for your phone.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
I think I'm confusing people.
I think you are a little bit,
it's
too.
It's not one-on-one. Just the best player.
Just the best player. The cleanest game. They dominate the game more than anybody else.
That's it.
You're playing five-on-five basketball.
Yeah, just who you got. Is it? Because the pecking order was LeBron, KD, and I don't even know who the third guy was. I mean, was Giannis the third guy last year? I don't know.
Probably Harden, maybe Westbrook. People
last
throw
year.
In there last
Steph
year.
Steph Curry. Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year.
Because
I'm talking
of impact
about,
on a game.
I'm just talking about last year. I think I don't even know if Giannis was in this conversation last year.
It is hard, though, not to include James Harden in this conversation.
I'm just saying. I just want top three. I don't know. Is it LeBron, KD, Giannis, or as Giannis surpassed KD? I don't know. 414-799-1250.
Giannis believes he's there, that he's the guy. He believes this conversation starts and ends with him. Do you at 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show's back right after this. Yeah, it's about time. Yo, let's rip this up.
The Men, Big Show. Thursday, Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's. $25 gift card on the line when you tweet at 105.7 FM The Fan. We like it when you add us. He's at Gary Ellerson. I'm at Bill Schmidt Radio, the station. And the show is at 105.7 FM The Fan. And hashtag Big Throwback with your nomination for what we're listening to next week. This was won by you, Gary? Did you do Boys to Men, or was that a listener?
I wasn't here last year.
Yeah, I don't think
or last week, I should say. Not last year. I was here last year, but not in this role. I was.
You know, I used to hang out with Boys and Men.
Please tell me that story right now.
In Green Bay, they were in Green Bay, and I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to see if I can find a picture.
Yes.
I'm going to tweet it and tag everybody in it. We're kind of hanging out at the game and stuff.
So this was back when you were.
No, this is like, I don't know, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking it was a young Gary Ellerson.
No,
that would have been dangerous.
Oh,
that would have been a good time. You guys would have all had a good time.
Well, I had to change it up on you. It'd have been my prerogative. You know, I'd have went Bobby Brown on you. You know, but yeah, I'm going to see if I can find that picture and see if I can tweet that out.
He hangs out with Boys to Men. He played for the Green Bay Packers. He also played for the Wisconsin Badgers. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, and you're all at 414-799-1250 responding to what Giannis had to say last night. After Thaddeus Young said he kind of shut him down, Giannis put up 33, 19, and 11. Bucks, by the way, 6-0 in games that Giannis has 10 assists. So just think about that when you listen to Giannis here.
I'm not trying to sound arrogant and cocky because that's not who I am, but I don't think there's one guy that can stop me. You know, it's got to be the whole team effort. You know, they got to low, they got to double team me. They got, when I get to the paint, three guys, you know, swarm at me. That's the only way. They got to all work together to stop me from making plays, not getting points. From making plays.
So they got to throw the whole kitchen sink at me.
Messing around, man.
The bathroom sink. Yeah. Throw the washing machine at me. Yeah, try to do anything you can. You're not going to stop me from coming into your place and beating you at your own game. 414-799-1250. Let's do TJ in Greenfield. TJ, what's going on, man?
Afternoon, guys. Hey, during the regular season, I think Giannis is 100% right. There's nobody that can stop him except for himself when he kind of gets these ticky-tack fouls early in games or he's getting in a little bit of foul trouble. You never see LeBron fall out or anything like that. But Giannis just got to work on that in his game a little bit. And then once the playoffs roll around, you know, I think he's going to be absolutely unstoppable because it's more – they don't call that ticky-tack stuff, so he's not going to have 3-4 fouls going into, you know, halftime or something like that. And as far as the best player in the league, I think this is the way I see it. There's a group of, like, 5 guys – and they're interchangeable. They're like the A-plus players. And then you got that second tier, just A players, you know, down from there. And you can kind of interchange them depending on what team you select them on. I mean, are you going to put these players that we're ordering, are you going to put them on the Lakers? Are you going to put them on the Rockets? You know, where are you going to put them? Because I really don't think it matters who plays on Golden State, whether it's KD or LeBron.
That's not what I'm asking. We're not putting them nowhere. I'm just asking you. Who's the best player in the league right now? Is it what's the order? The top three. Who are the top three best players in the league right now?
Well, that's what I mean. It's kind of interchangeable, but I think it's got to be.
No, just,
you know,
give me.
A couple years ago,
don't worry about interchangeable. Who's the top three players in the league?
Yeah, just give us your names.
Yeah.
I'll give you three names.
Yeah.
Just satisfy Gary.
Yeah, satisfy me.
KD, Giannis, LeBron.
In that order?
Yep.
Thank you very much. That's all I want. That's it. That's all I want. I ain't all right. Don't try to overthink it. Just give me your top three. That's all I'm about. Don't interchangeable. Because when Michael Jordan was playing, who was one?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. You don't have to interchange him. You know, it was just Mike.
Well, and for the last 10 years, it was LeBron.
Yeah, I mean.
The conversation started and ended there. But early in his career, you make the case for Kobe. Yeah. Anybody, there were other guys that D. Wade at one point was probably the most dominant, but
that stretch, that was LeBron.
Yeah.
I'm probably leaning KD still just over Giannis. Primarily because, man, that dude is still cold-blooded when he needs to.
Right.
He can step in from 25 feet out and hit a three-pointer like it's a layup. Mm-hmm. And there's only certain guys that I've been able to see do that, and he is the best at it. Trell's on the north side. He's next on the Fan. What's up, Trell?
Hey, what's going on with you, gentlemen?
What's great up, topic. T? What's up, buddy?
What's happening? I would have to say this year we're talking about, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just this year.
It would be Giannis, KD, and LeBron. I mean, Giannis has had the most dominant and most consistent season out of everybody in the league. The only one that probably could rival him would be Paul George. As far as James Harden, I mean, he's only thing he's doing is scoring. If you look at both sides of the ball and everything that Paul George and Giannis does in the court, James Harden can't come close to them. Mm-hmm. And it's been refreshing watching ex-players come and shoot down that narrative that Harden was the MVP and saying no, it's Giannis, because they know how the MVP is awarded every year. It always goes to the guy who has the best record for the most part and who's the best player. And the reason why I say Giannis over KD right now is for a couple reasons. First off, KD ran from the situation that Giannis is in now and Giannis is merged.
Sure.
He wanted more help. That's mm-hmm. one.
Yep.
Two, when Steph Curry was out, Golden State struggled with KD being the lead dog. So, therefore, I would have to say it's Giannis. He's had the most dominant season. His team has the best record. And he snatched a hold of that throne. LeBron shipped out to the West Coast, and everybody was wondering who was going to be the dominant player in the East. And I think he's answered a lot of questions this season.
And what do you think about the comment, T?
You said that one?
What do you think about the comment that Giannis made?
He's feeling himself.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, Gary, what he said is what I knew for the last couple years. Everybody was giving Chris Middleton a whole bunch of credit for what he did in the series, and he did have a good series against Boston. But, I mean, when you have another player who is dictating two or three people and a whole team focused on them, like Brad Stevens said they were, that's what Chris Middleton is supposed to do.
Right.
And that's what I was trying to relay the message to people who were saying, oh, he was the best player in the series. No, he was the one that was the most fortunate player. Giannis had everything centered around him. So, of course, guys are supposed to fill in and help out when they get single coverage.
Right. All right. Thank you, boss.
There's a time when you got to step up, and there will be a time when all these – Chris Middleton last night, a couple of big shots, talked about – later on in that game, the last 2 minutes, he was one of the main reasons why they were able to close the game
sure,
out.
Sure,
and when
that's
you,
what you got to have in the finals.
That's what you got to have with a guy that is your number two, because Giannis is by far the clear number one. LeBron is by far head, shoulders, knees, toes, anything else you could possibly find, head, shoulders, all over
all that.
Anybody in L.A. Mm-hmm. KJ's in West Dallas. Aloha, KJ.
What's up, KJ?
What do you got on Giannis' comments, man?
Yeah, man, I think he's rallying the status case for MVP, which is what he's supposed to do. He is going to be and is, in my opinion right now, the face of the NBA. They want him to be the new face of the NBA.
Whoa, whoa,
LeBron
whoa.
Is on his way out.
Whoa.
Hey, that, I'm
whoa.
Being 100, bro.
Whoa, KJ.
KD is
wait a minute.
A diva.
Wait a minute.
He's made a lot of waves wherever he's been.
Wait a minute.
Let him keep
Giannis
going.
Giannis is the guy who's the clean-cut guy.
Wait a minute.
You see him on all these commercials.
KJ, wait a minute.
You see what he's doing in the game.
KJ.
He's dominating everybody in the league right now.
KJ.
Yes.
Giannis is the face of the
he
NBA?
He is going to be.
Oh, going to be. Not now.
If you look, Gary.
No. You said, are you saying, is he the face of the NBA right now today?
He is the face of the NBA right now.
Right now today. All right.
Do I have to say it any louder?
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it, KJ.
That was awesome.
Hey.
Now that's being the best player in the league.
Yeah.
They
I just want to make sure he said it.
They build statues about the faces of the league.
414-799-1250. All right, we just add 4 or 5 more questions on to this question. Is he the face of... No, I ain't going to do that to you. What? Is he the face...
Now, you might be able to make a case for that, whatever he does this weekend.
No.
He goes and wins All-Star MVP, puts up 45, 15, and 11.
No. he makes a case for the face of the NBA when he gets the championship or if he gets to the title game.
So
the All-Star game will elevate him if he does that, but they don't put him in the face.
So in that sense, Steph Curry is the face of the NBA.
I don't even know who the face of the NBA is anymore.
Because Steph Curry is the golden boy of this league.
I mean, because Steph got his own thing. I mean, Steph in his right, Steph is like over here somewhere, but up above all these other people. I can't explain it, man.
I don't know. I think if anybody is the face of the league, want it to be Steph Curry.
Well, no, who is the face of the NBA right now today? Is it LeBron?
I'd say it's Steph Curry. LeBron hasn't been playing all year.
It don't matter. LeBron got equity, man. That's what folks – I mean, sure. Y'all can talk about LeBron missed 18 games, all that stuff. I don't care. He has. When Michael Jordan went to go play baseball, he was still the face of the NBA to me.
Sure.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
To me. You can talk all that stuff that LeBron's been – he has, but he's still the face to me.
When I think of the face of the NBA, I think what the league wants everybody to see on any given night.
Steph Curry is that poster boy for you.
That poster child. Right. Okay. They've loved him ever since.
Okay.
Let's go out to Kevin. Kevin, what do you got on these Giannis comments, man? Is he feeling himself or what?
Yeah, but he's supposed to. All the greats do. Michael Jordan did it. Magic did it. All the greats does that. You got to feel yourself. But as far as my top three, I'm going Harden, KD. And I'm going to give LeBron the nod just because he's LeBron. But him and the Greek Freak, they're both equal. I don't trust neither one of their jumpers. Please don't shoot a jumper with the game on the line. Go to the hole. I got all the confidence in the world.
So you don't have Giannis in your top three?
No. And the reason why is because of KD and how the jumpers is better.
So
and
you give me your top three again.
I got Harden, KD, and I got LeBron.
In that order.
In that order. But like I say, Giannis and LeBron is interchangeable.
Right.
I don't care. You can put Giannis at three.
No, don't worry about it.
I appreciate it.
And go Marquette Girls.
Go Marquette Girls.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We are interchangeable.
Thanks, Kevin.
I don't know where these interchangeable stuff come from.
414-799-1250. Anybody being interchangeable in this conversation because, like, it's lockstep.
It's lockstep. Come on, cuz. Ain't nobody interchangeable. Y'all need to stop that.
Giannis is saying, you can't change anybody out for me. I'm the most dominant player in the. Can we hear it one more time before we go to the break?
Yeah, get it to him.
Giannis last night after Thaddeus Young trashed him.
I'm not trying to sound arrogant and cocky because that's not who I am, but I don't think there's one guy that can stop me. You know, it's got to be the whole team effort. You know, they got to low, they got to double team me. They got, when I get to the paint, three guys, you know, swarm at me. That's the only way. They got to all work together to stop me from making plays. Not getting points, from making plays. And but he's a great defensive guy, defender, and I love playing against him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo last night after the Bucks get a 106-97 win. 414-799-1250. Giannis making a strong case that he is right now the man in this league. But Gary Ellerson's still not sure that he's top three. Put him in the top three. Well, who do you have in your top three? 414-799-1250. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com or tweet at us at 1057FMTheFan. And while you guys are out today, guys, it's Valentine's Day. And unless you've been sleeping under a rock, it's time to celebrate that special person in your life with a beautiful flower arrangement from Lockers Florist. Not some small, out-of-town online marketer. Lockers is locally owned, and since 1911, they've been creating joy in people's hearts with beautiful floral arrangements. Still taking orders today up until 3 o'clock. If you make the phone call, otherwise call them, and you can pick it up at their West Dallas Design Center before 7 o'clock tonight. Don't be that last-minute desperate guy at the grocery store. Call Lockers Florist right now. The number is 276-7673. Once again, 276-7673. Or visit their website, lockersflorist.com, to find the right Valentine's arrangement to light up her eyes like their Hearts Aflame Ultimate Package with 24 beautiful fresh roses, cuddly teddy bear, heart-shaped box of chocolate, Happy Valentine's Day balloon, and an I Love You balloon. And for the budget-minded Lockers options, they're there as well. Ruby Romance or the Starstruck arrangements, or just let one of their floral design specialists customize a bouquet that says that I'll love you forever. Visit lockersflorist.com for details or call them today. 276-7673. Once again, before 3 o'clock, still doing last-minute deliveries. You can visit them at their drive-through location at State Fair Park, right off I-94. They'll be open until 8 o'clock there tonight. For the best Valentine's Day arrangements, go to Locker's Florist. This song is going to be played a lot across the country, I believe, tonight. Gary Ellerson. Little boy's the man, I make love to you. This song.
Throw your clothes on the floor, girl.
Yeah, this is a dropper. Yeah. This will do it. I mean, listen to this. I mean, that harmony is just so crisp. Like, you can't not enjoy yourself to that.
I'm still trying to go through my pictures and find these guys, man.
Back when you were hanging out with Boyz II Men?
Does Boyz II Men, do they have a Twitter page?
Mother Plucker, do you know if Boyz II Men has a Twitter page?
Yeah, I'll check for you guys.
Can you check
yeah, for
real
sure.
Quick?
Let
I'm
us know.
See if I can find his picture, and I'm going to tag Boyz II Men in this along with us, so we'll see if we get some feedback from them. See if they remember me hanging out with them.
Maybe they just dial us up. They're like, hey, man, Gary, good talking
they
to you
might.
Again, dude.
So I'm going to see if I can find his picture.
That'd be cool. Maybe we go hang out with them. They probably got stuff too. Valentine's Day. You know, maybe they're playing a show or whatever. 414-799-1250.
They should be playing a show tonight.
They should
somewhere.
Be. Like, this is the weekend night.
This weekend for sure. Because it's Valentine's Day weekend.
So they still tour consistently around the country all the time, right? They were here in Milwaukee,
something.
I thought.
Yeah, they doing something?
Man, that is... You and I both should have been singers, man. We
you
both
messed up.
You can
do a show like Boyz II Men, Bear Biv and DeBo with Bobby Brown and Raph Trash Van.
And that would still make money anywhere you went.
Just those two groups right there.
Didn't Bell Biv DeVoe was here a couple of months ago, weren't they? They were at the Pabst Theater.
Yeah, I think they were.
I think they were. They were here because we did it on Throwback Thursday. Yeah, no, you should have been. You should have been singing with them. Right. Little karaoke in the middle of it. You could have given them a little intermission. No, we saved that for you here on Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show. By the way, your nomination for next week on Throwback Thursday. I forgot to ask you during the first break. People were mad at me online.
I'm going to have to go with New Edition.
Okay, New Edition for GE.
Since we write New Edition, Bell Biv DeVoe.
And them.
And Bobby Brown.
Okay.
All of them.
Tie
and
them all
Ralph
together.
Trash Van.
Let's do it.
All of them.
Anthony Mandela. Give me your nomination.
We're going to go with Foreigner, me and Plucker.
Okay, Foreigner. I like that one. A few nights at the college club to Foreigner.
Oh, yeah. Oh. KK?
Mm-hmm.
You been to the KK?
Yeah.
You know about that?
Yeah, I had a couple of...
I got some stories about the KK.
The worst part about the KK for me is, like, right around the end of it, you're just looking around like, man, that was wild. Now I don't know what's going to top it.
KK is the only club where I threw up in the KK, and I ran it all the way out on the doorsteps up front. Just big strain.
So my story happens with me out the door. I knew it was coming, so I ran outside. I was outside, got around the corner, but you know how they tucked the line on the north side of the building? I just went over on the east side. Met the bricks pretty quick.
That was the first time the white people introduced me to CMFs. I hope I don't get in trouble saying that.
Nope. You didn't sound it out. Just say it and don't sound it out.
That's a wicked drink. Never had it before until I came to Wisconsin.
I think there's a little bit of pineapple in it, so I can't
have
it. I don't
know what
those,
it was.
But
it messed me up.
Mm-hmm.
414-799-1250, what are we going with?
We're going with Ram on the north side, talking about Giannis's comments last night. Ram, is Giannis a top three player in this league?
Right now?
Right now,
today.
This year.
No.
Why not?
Top 5 year.
Give me your top three, Ram.
What I'm saying is
I'm just, for me, when you say top, that means you got a resume. I don't go by one season. And you done did something in the playoffs. You did some damage. I mean, when you said LeBron, like, one thing I think about LeBron?
Right.
I never forget when he was with the Heat, and they had a relegation game to play in Boston. And I think that was his first coming out. He was like 45-15-9, domination. He's about to get sent home. Curry, we ain't got to go there with him and Durant. I mean, you can talk about players like that. And that stuff, if you go to YouTube, type it in, that stuff come up. You know, it makes you reflect about that. But until we get out that first round, I just can't just weigh it all on the regular season.
So give me your top three, Ram. Give me some names, cuz.
My top three would be KD, LeBron, and Curry.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for the call,
Ram. Curry out. One second.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay. Even leaving Curry out, you're the one that brought Curry in.
Just because he's revolutionized the game at this point.
Yeah.
And I don't know if James Harden gets to do what he's doing right now if Steph Curry didn't do it
right
5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Expand that jump shot, because, I mean, he was the first dude to take 28-foot jump shots like they were 10-foot layups. True. Tim's in New Berlin. He's next on the fan. Tim, Giannis a top three player?
Yes. Number one, for sure. Best player in the league.
Well, did you just hear Ram, what he said?
Oh, he's wrong. He's been wrong before.
Ram said he doesn't have a body of work. So body of work doesn't mean – Ram said he ain't done anything in the playoffs, ain't done nothing. That doesn't mean anything to you.
So far, it's a new year. We're in 2019 now. LeBron was number one last year. What he did last year was incredible. But he's not going to do that this year with the Lakers. KD had to leave his team to go on the best team ever created. Giannis is building. Scratch.
All right.
Lottery. Number 10. No problem. Boys to men all night. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right. Appreciate it. Okay. He just dropped a happy Valentine's Day on everybody.
Yeah.
With boys to men all night. We know what happened to Giannis last Valentine's Day. You remember that?
Did he send a thing out
that's,
on that?
That's when he gave us one of, by far, I think, the best things that we've ever heard. By Giannis. That was when his girl gave him the nice gift.
Yeah.
And sometimes you let a little slip of the tongue, change a little something up, and he made it a little different. Got a little bell. Yeah. Ring it. Just every once in a while, whenever you want to ring it. He is that was the first time that I saw him really open up.
Right.
And feel like he was comfortable in his position.
Right.
But him last night, I think you're right. That was him turning around the chair. Sitting to everybody and saying, guys, I'm here. I don't know what else you want me to do.
Yeah.
I can do it any day of the week.
Yeah.
And I've done it before.
Right.
Let's get out to Jameson in River Hill once we first understand exactly the kind of stat line that he's putting up. 33-19-11. That's not clouded anymore, is it? Like, last night I had a couple of people talk or mention me on Twitter while I was doing the post-game show. That those are inflated numbers. In 38 minutes.
How are those inflated?
Those are legitimate. Like, because we've seen these numbers before. People are saying we're seeing these big numbers too much.
No.
There's no way you can inflate a 33-19-11 game, right?
What gets you is the 19-11.
Because he can put
19-11, you're working hard. 19-11, you're working hard to get that. 33, they not. You become hard and you're just a shoe. I don't know, hard as assists are up this year, but triple-double you're working, bro.
And he's now got six triple-doubles on the season, 14 on his career. Yeah. Jameson in River Hill, you're on the fan. What's going on, Jameson?
What's up, fellas?
Jameson, when you heard the comment by Giannis, what did you think?
I'm like, I know this already. That's why I'm naming my puppy Giannis. My dog is going to be Giannis, because Giannis is the best player in the NBA right now as we speak. And he will be for the next 5 years. LeBron did what he did last year or whatever, but right now his shot is broke like me after St. Patrick's Day. I'm telling you the truth as we speak. That's all I got for you.
Jameson, hold up.
Yeah.
Give me your top three then. In order.
Giannis, KD, James Harden.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Finally some love for James Harden.
I don't know how you leave LeBron out of the top three. I'm just – I can't do it.
But if we are talking about just this year,
don't matter. Don't matter for me.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
But he got some built up stuff in there. I know if you're talking about this year, but you know what he can do.
I'm still just seeing LeBron playing that Warriors team on Christmas when it first went out on him.
Yeah.
And they were dogging him by 20.
Yeah. Is that what you're seeing?
Coming into the game, right. Coming into the year, he was still the baddest man on the planet.
All right.
I want to see him once he's back to full strength. We'll see him after this All-Star break. He'll get refreshed. He'll hang out with his boys. He's got Dwayne Wade out there for Sunday night's game. Giannis, the MVP, I think favorite clean cut at this moment. He's the second leader in odds to win the All-Star game MVP. That comes up on Sunday night and Saturday night before TNT starts up all their coverage. A 30-minute special on Giannis and just like the development of that guy. And that is going to be something that we will definitely be talking about on Monday. We'll be talking to more of you at 414-799-1250 after we take a timeout. And after you, Gary Ellerson, talk about one of your good friends, Dean Murray.
Hey, it ain't too late, guys. You got to the end of the day. So if you get out from work, go check my good friend out at the Jewelry Center, Dean Murray. He's the owner. He'll be right there. 76 and Layton Plaza. They got a location in Brookfield off Blue Mountain Road and the Tri-City National Bank being right there on the second floor. And they've got a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin. So it's not too late. Go check Dean Murray out right now. He's at the 76 and Layton location. He'll be there all day long waiting for you last-minute shoppers because I know I got a bunch of you jokers out there. Get in there right now and they get the best deal possible. Now, to get that best deal today, guys, you got to tell them that Gary Ellison sent you or the boys from the Big Show sent you. Ask for Dean Murray. Ask for Dean Murray when you walk in there. Happy Valentine's Day to all my fellas out there. Go get your girl something. Go to the Jewelry Center. Ask for Dean Murray, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank building right on the second floor in a new location, folks, in Burlington, Wisconsin.
No, they can see the tears in our eyes. But we deny the pain that lies deep in our hearts. Well, maybe that's a pain we can't hide. Cause everybody knows that we're both torn apart.
Why do we hurt each other? Why do we push love away?
Let's go till the water's dry.
How many mixtapes do you think this was on, like, dudes that ended up breaking up with their girlfriends? Like, you know, back in the day, like, you had a girl, like, that was what you did, like, you made her a mix CD?
Oh, mixtape, no.
Yeah.
Cassette.
No, see, I was the CD. No, I still burn the CDs.
Cassette.
That was the best Valentine's Day gift. I mean, anybody's getting a mix CD, let us know. I'll send you my Spotify playlist.
Oh, Spotify.
Valentine's Day. That's the coolest thing a millennial could do.
Cassette, cuz. That mixed cassette tape.
Giannis last night goes off 33-19-11, and he has this to say after the game. It's got us talking here on The Fan.
I don't think there's one guy that can stop me. You know, it's got to be the whole team effort. You know, they got to load. They got to double team me. When I get to the paint, three guys, you know, swarm at me. That's the only way. They got to all work together to stop me from making plays. Not getting points, from making plays. And
it takes the whole team to stop me from making plays. Trav and Brown Deer, what was the first thing you thought when you heard Giannis say that last night, man?
What? I think he was not correct saying that, you know, because Michael Jordan never said it, you know. And, I mean, he's awesome. And he can play, and he's just Gary.
Yeah.
He was right around the corner from me, man. But it was, you just don't get a bulletin paper like that. I mean, because you can, I don't know, he is great, man, but just
Yeah, it's just one of those things. You shouldn't say it's about the team, man. Yep. And Mike never said, well, they can't stop me. I never heard Mike say, no, MJ, anyway. So.
All right.
Okay, Trav.
Hey, wait.
Yeah, Trav's struggling a little bit.
Bye-bye. Like, see you, yeah. Trav. Have a good one, Trav.
Yeah, he's struggling a little bit today, cuz.
Yeah, that was
I mean, he's
that
cold.
Was different.
I mean, you know, he's probably been inside for a long time. Struggling a little bit today, Trav.
Michael's on the north side. Michael, what was your first thought when you heard Giannis say that last night?
You know, well, the guy is good, you know, but I think a lot because Milwaukee, the Bucks, they haven't had anybody really that good for a while. So to say he's the best in the league, like the first caller said, he doesn't have a body of work really. And you guys have often said that if they get put out in the first round of the playoffs or even early in the second round, they haven't done nothing. It's going to be a season that they had a good regular season, but and even if you guys say he's the best player, they had a good regular season with the best player. What does that mean? I don't think it's a loss, but I don't think Giannis can say he's the best player in the NBA. And there's other players that you have to put two or three players on them to stop them. So, I mean, LeBron, because of his prototype, one person can't stop him. Although I'm not even a LeBron fan, but it's the same. One person can't stop LeBron.
So who's your top three, Michael?
My top three, I would have to put LeBron at the top, again, because of his prototype and the way his body is, mm-hmm. and the way he plays. And then I would have to say maybe Kevin Durant and then Steph Curry, because he kind of like revolutionized his game, you know. I mean, brought it in the NBA the way, like you guys say, that's why James Harden's doing what he's doing now, because of what Steph Curry did. So I would have to say those top three. Now, well, you know, I mean, again, Giannis, he would probably have to be somewhere in there. But again, his body of work, he doesn't have a body of work. And I'm sure you guys would agree, as you guys said before, as good as they are, I think it was a good season, but that's all.
Appreciate it, Michael.
Yeah, appreciate it, Bob.
We've echoed those sentiments all year long. Yeah. What I agreed most, or what I guess I'm taking from the people that aren't putting Giannis in there, Gary, and let me know if I'm off base here.
I'll let you know if you're off base, cuz.
That's what I like about you. I know you would. Mm-hmm. It feels like, for the people that don't want to put him in there, it's more just hesitation because, like, it is looking into the unknown. But for him to be at that doorstep at 24 years old, the best top three player in the league, nobody's arguing that he's not top five.
Nobody's arguing that.
It's just that
he hasn't done anything yet.
Are you going to get a medal?
No, right.
You can be up on the podium,
right.
But are you at the medal stand?
Right. Now we don't know.
Bronny's in Oak Creek.
What's up, Bronny?
The name might suggest that he might have somebody else. What's up, Bronny?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, I got to put Giannis up there at number one right now. I would put LeBron before him. I always have. But the way that he was speaking the truth last night. When he said that, he's speaking the truth. They can't guard him. I mean, he's playing lights out. He's making everybody better on the team. If it's a coach, him, the combination – their record speaks for it, right? I mean, their record, the way he's handling the ball, just his whole play. I mean, he's playing like he's on a mission.
No, yeah. Well, you're right about that. He is playing like he's on a mission.
No, I understand. LeBron's got the ring. You know, he's got the but I still put Giannis right there. I think if they squared up, Giannis would take him to the hole. No, you know.
Wait. If who squared up?
LeBron and Giannis. LeBron ain't going to stop him.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Appreciate it, Bronny. Oh, that struck a nerve. Kale on Twitter said, Lord, number one is Giannis, really hands down. Guy. No question. Case closed. You can book it. He told you to book it. It's done.
Did he just
By
say,
far the best.
Did he just say LeBron ain't going to stop him?
Yeah, he did say that. David said Giannis is the most dominant right now, but not the best talented basketball player. That's the misuse of the English language.
Great, we misuse it.
Yeah, the most talented basketball player. Not a complete talent until he can shoot.
All right.
And understandably so, but He'll get there.
Yeah.
It's already becoming more comfortable for him to step into one.
Right.
He's got to get away from the fact of when he gets the ball, that then he spins the ball on the hand.
Got to spin it.
Dribbles it once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not a free throw. No. It's a shot in the game. Yes, just sir. Go pull up, shoot it, be good with it.
Happen.
Michael Lombardi shot a shot with Chuck and Winkler earlier today. We gotta discuss it next. Wendy's Big Show. Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Gary Ellerson, Baby Tausch with you till 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.